Thanks, Dave. My name is Charlie Menadix. And it's been a long wait. I thought, what else could he pull out? Traditions. I woke up this morning and I dreamt Jackie arrived by helicopter at this meeting last night. And it was a big, it was like this, the room was just like this. And she had all you guys here, and I was in the back room, like sweeping the floor. And I'm thinking, I'm doing the main chair here, you know. And quick bit about, at the moment I'm going through stuff that God in his wisdom has decided to throw at me, which is feelings and emotions. And they're right, kind of overwhelming, you know. So if I have a kind of panic attack and a hot flush, forgive me, but it's for whatever reason, you know, it's got to be, you know, I'm meant to be where I'm meant to be right now. I'm clean longer than I ever imagined. I've got a life beyond my wildest dreams. I got a wife beyond my wildest dreams. 30 years younger. Through just coming to NA. Got clean in NA. Didn't get it right away. I think I first came in about 1983. And it was not for me. About 3 or 4 meetings a week in DOS houses. You know, now we got like, you know, Prada, Fresh and Wild. That's the new one. And 150 meetings a week. But you know, I would just like to say as well that, and it's not probably because a lot of you people don't know, but you know, way back then there was people like Johnny H, who's dead, and who died, you know, really carrying the message and having to listen to people like me, you know, in meetings, Dudley, who, you know, founded NA. And, you know, I don't know if a lot of you know the kind of, I don't know much about the history as well, but I, you know, way back then, there was not a lot. You know, if you had a couple of years clean, you were God, believe me. You were big time God in NA. And now, you know, there's people with over 20 years clean. So, you know, they have carried the, you know, they have carried the message all these years, you know, for people now that it is possible for us, you know, junkies, to stay clean and to have a life, you know, beyond a couple of years. And no one knew if it was possible. That was the other thing. You know, there's people in this room that were here before me, and, you know, it was kind of the blind leading the blind. You know, we used to do step chairs, we'd never done the steps. You know, if you got someone like 9 months as a step meeting and he's a step 12, he'd never done step 12. Maybe a sponsor hadn't even done step 12. And look at the size of this meeting. It's only been going, I don't know, a couple of months or something. You know, I went to one of these meetings in LA, and it was an English guy from here who did one of the readings. Then they had the 15, 20 minutes. And then there was a stripper who did the main chair. You would have loved her. She was the only stripper in LA who had real boobs. So she said. You know, I didn't believe her. You know? And, you know, and I drove there. I'd never been anywhere in my life. I drove there. I drove there with an ex-girlfriend who, how I didn't use on her a million times. And, you know, and you know, we were friends now, and just when I'm going through all this kind of stuff, it's really difficult to see this, you know? And I mean, I'd just throw something open. I mean, in August, I got ill. I picked up some virus, and it's kind of floored me ever since, you know? And I've thought about, you know, because we used to have that meeting in the lighthouse, the illness and recovery meeting, which is not there anymore. But, you know, through using, I picked up when I was 15, you know, I got clean at 39. And so there was 24 years of using. And the damage that I've done to my body, you know, and I mean, I don't know anyone, I don't speak to anyone, you know, I speak to everyone. Everyone in NA's got something wrong with them. It's a fact. You know, there's like the Hep C, there's the HIV, me, I'm like, I've got everything. I've got toothache, I've got earache, I've got like. So I have to deal with all this kind of stuff, you know. So dealing with all this kind of stuff, I have to work the steps. And then you hear the Americans and they say, you got to work the traditions, because if you're only working the steps, you only got half a program. Ooh, painful. Back goes up, you know. But, you know, they got a lot of good stuff. You know, that's where it came from. There's a Scotsman as well, invented it out there, even better. And I think it was near Inverness where I was born, but never mind, it might be some sort of. So at the moment, with all this stuff I'm going through, I did a fourth and fifth step last year, a thorough fourth and fifth step. We're not talking about, you know, I've done the life story. I've done the writing. This is hardcore. Everyone's in it. Everyone I could ever think of, imagine are in it. And I've thought, actually, you know, because I've been around a little while, that I knew about all this kind of stuff. So I did it on the computer. The reason I did it on a computer, because all the other times I've done it, I can't read my own writing. It'll be, who's the, you know, and I got it. So then went to read it with a sponsor, after I went down on my hands and knees and did a step three with them, and handed it over. And so we started. And this took maybe 5-6 months. Because, and all the other ones have been very quick, but what would happen is I'd read out, blah, blah, the, you know, the, and then it would come to the defects. And, I mean, I really didn't know about defects of character. You know, pride, self-pity, self-centeredness. And now the favorite at the top of the tree for me, my sponsor keeps pulling out of the hat, is arrogance. Not just your ordinary arrogance, big time arrogance, he calls it. Greed. I mean, he has like just stripped me. And what we were doing was we would do a page and he'd say, that's it. I'm too tired. I can't listen to anymore. And I want to give you quality time. So come back next week and we do it some more. Because I've done them with sponsors. And it's like, I've done one with someone, you know, and they're like, well, yeah, I identify. Yeah, you know, and I've done the same. So anyway, for whatever reason, that's was something that I've just kind of finishing off. And painful, really painful, you know. But I have to stay alive. You know, I've come here and I've come in with nothing to lose. You know, when I came, although on step 10, see now he's got me on the steps, if you use, you lose. And I can't afford, and for whatever reason, whatever, you know, I thought I had the best recovery in the world. But right now, I'm on the floor. As painful as it is to say, I'm on the floor, but I don't want to use. It's just I am going through this process of for whatever reason. You know that I am emotional. I probably haven't cried in my life, you know, three times in my life. You know, I'm 57. It's kind of not normal, you know? You know, but you go way back, and I don't know, I was born a baby, you know? And, but, you know, the family had a lot of problems. I managed to tell my mother, who's 82, last week, I loved her. I was having a hot flash, you know, no, it's not funny, but I got really worried. You know, I'm thinking, listen, before I jump out the window, Mum, I got to tell you I love you, apart from stealing your black bombers, burgling in the house, and all the rest of it. And she kind of was a bit thrown. She was like, you know, and because she's like tough Scottish mum, you know, who had to bring up four kids and another kid, my dad, which was five, and he was the baby. You know, he used to call her Mum, and he was the alcoholic, and he was the one who gambled, and he was the one who lost all the money, and he was the man, there was no food. I can identify with the food. I'm not going to go down that road, but, you know, we didn't have any food. I had to go and Ponce food at 7, 8 years old, you know, in the corner shop to get credit. And in a way, I suppose I left home at 15, and that's how I survived. Always never feeling good enough. I know why I used. I never felt good enough. Never, ever felt good enough in my life. And I carried all the shame and all the guilt of that, which is a waste of time. It's like today, I worried all day about this chair. What for? I know all you people, most of you people in here, you love me, I love you. I get lots of stuff from you. You know, Paul did a chair on Tuesday, saved my fucking life. Cool. Something's triggered now, better hold that back, you know? And, you know, sure, you know, people that have been, that I've grown up with in NA. You know, you talk about family. You said the same thing, Jackie. I ain't got anyone else. Everyone that phones me from this fellowship. Thank goodness. You know, they're there for me if I can reach out, if I can ask for help. But, you know, when you're in pain, how do you ask for help? You talk to this. And it tells you lies. Tells you all sorts of nutty stuff. And you believe it. And my sponsor, you know, he said to me, you've got to get out of the fear. You're in the fear. You know, you've got to hand it over. You've got to trust. He is the governor. You are the apprentice. You work for him. Go and help a newcomer. You know, he said, get down the embankment, find a newcomer, get up to the Soho, go and do telephone duty. Don't sit around thinking about you. So I want to sack him. No, serious. I mean, it's like, I'm in my 19th year, you cunt. I want him to fix me. I want him to tell me, you know, it's going to be okay. But the reason he's told me that is he's been there. He told me for 6 months at one stage in his recovery he couldn't get out of bed. For all sorts of things. I mean, if you're new, right? We'll get to that bit. But I mean, you know, I think it's important. You know, when I go back to the beginning, you know, when I went to... got clean on December 18th, 87. And I went to Lancaster Road. And it was three chairs, sudden death. And someone said to me in that meeting that I knew you're in the right place. Now I'd been like 83, 87, took about 4 years to get clean. Coming to meetings, Millman Street, I went to, you know, I've been privileged, really, you know, to go to these places. You know, I think on a Monday night, people used to go to Dagenham. To me, Dagenham. I mean, just looking back, and before there, it was in another Doss house further down, and that big meeting in Hampstead, that late night meeting. You know, these were like godsends. And so someone told me I was in the right place. So I don't know from that night, why is it going to be any different from the times before? Why? And I got one day. And then I knew when I got one day, I could get another day. Because I couldn't get one day. I was 39. Couldn't get one day clean. You know, tonight I'll get one. I'll do, you know. And I mean, all sorts of things. I mean, right now I believe big time on God, you know, because I couldn't get clean. I'm in Ladbroke Grove, and I go all over the place, but you'll have to bear with me. I've always been like that. And I don't like to sit too long with feeling. I keep moving. My sponsor said, you've got to keep moving. He said, you can't hit a moving target. But, you know, I got exhausted. And then there are just waves of them. And, you know, a lot of... So I'm in this street where I'm still at now, and... thinking, I've got to give the script up, but not right now, you know, that kind of stuff. Got to get my life together, not right, because I was quite successful. That was the other thing. I had my moments, believe me. And you know, I left home at 15, come to London, ended up a couple of minutes in London, ended up in prison in Aberdeen, drug offence. Thought it was great, first drug offence in the north of Scotland. Made the billboards. Three youths and one girl found in bed on drug charges. Amazing, I was in court with cigars. My poor mum and dad were sitting in the front row with shame that I couldn't feel. Because it was always about me. You know, they had to pick the newspaper up in a small town. Their son's a drug addict. Don't let him near me. I mean, you're talking 63. You're not like, this is, you know, not nowadays. It's like you get fucking ripped open for a 5-pound rock. And so there was, you know, all that, you know, always about me. So anyway, I'm gone from... Where was I? Back in Ladbroke Grove, I'm not good to talk about. And at the bottom of the street is a minicab office. I always share this because it's really important. And there's a controller who I kind of befriended because I'm on a move. I'm always on a mission. I'm always on some shortcut trying to get something for nothing. And sometimes someone would phone up and they'd say, I'd want a bottle of wine and some cigarettes. Could you deliver it to the house? I had an old push bike. So for that night, I became a minicab driver. So I'd get on the bike, up Ladbroke Grove, dine, deliver the cigarettes and wine, you know, talk to the woman or whoever it was. You know, like I'm a minicab. You know, like I've got a minicab outside. You know, because you know you just slip into whatever lie you can come up with. You know, I'm anyone. Whatever you want me to be, I'll be. And so this particular night, there's someone I knew from the gambling spiel. This was another luxury job I had. I used to make sandwiches there. Or Mark Kaluki, you know. But making the sandwiches, you never got paid. You know, gamblers are worse than addicts. They never give you nothing. They got like £1 million there. You can't get a shilling. It's impossible. And... And you look at them when they're losing, and you're a buck. So now you have to stand in the corner. Not only are you not getting paid, right? And you know what? You go back the next day, just hoping. I mean, anyway, in comes this Israeli Danny, I don't know if any of you knew him at the time. Me and him used to go meza-meza on Kaluki till he started nodding out on the gear. We would lose because he would throw the wrong card, you know. It was... And I said, how are you? He said, great. He said, I'm clean. I said, what? I said, where are you going? He said, I'm going to a meeting. I said, where? What meeting? He said, I'm going to NA, St. Martin of the Fields, Monday night. Do you want to come? I said, no. Now I've got the fear. And the reason, then I said, how are you getting there? He said, I'm going to get a cab. I said, all right then. I couldn't go. I had the fear. I couldn't go anywhere. You know, like the drugs just, I mean, a bit like I am now. You know, not that bit that, you know, you're sick. You know, I don't know about you, but when I was sick, I couldn't do anything. That was before I ran out, you know, at the thought of being sick. All of a sudden, I couldn't tie my shoelaces, couldn't walk properly. It's funny that, isn't it? You know, like, I was just a wreck. So anyway, that was the first, and I went with them. Now, something here that I got to confess and get it all out of them. I saw that man years later, and he was using, and I walked past him. I hate myself for it. But, you know, that I don't know if that's disease of addiction or disease of Charlie or the disease of, you know, whatever. But I have tried to carry the message of NA. When I came round, there was people, like I said, with, you know, 2 and 3 years. And they used to say, where have all the other people gone? Why have they gone? Or whatever, you know, what was going on? Why did they have to go? You know, where are they now? Where are they for me? And for some reason I swore I would stay. You know, I would stay in NA, I would carry the message to the best of my ability. You know, like I say, and this is not bragging or anything, but you know, this is my 19th year. I took a tea commitment on Monday, not for you, to save my neck, because you know I'm in trouble at the moment, so I've got to get humble. And you know, I've had commitments all the way through. I've had commitments. I've helped start meetings, you know, which is, you know, some of them closed down, you know, but I haven't really done much. You know, you don't really have to do a lot, but you know, you know, the sponsorship thing, I'm kind of not the best at. You know, I get sacked and all that kind of stuff. You know, the steps. I was, at the beginning, I kind of used to pick the steps I wanted to do. You know, I'm not by any, you know, I'm not the recover. I've done whatever you've done. Relationships, wrong relationships, dishonest in recovery, everything you can think of I've done, you know. And it's painful. And I have this little thing, tried that, done that, doesn't work, why try and do it again? You know, I've had to learn the hard way. I've, through all of that, I've stayed clean. Bottom line, you've got to stay clean. Clean and sober, you've got no chance. You've got to be in the game. You've got to always be in the game. You can, you know, you can change how you feel. I didn't know this, but you can change how you feel now. You know? I bet you all of you in here tonight are really relaxed. You know why? Because you're not going to share. Right? Whatever happens, you ain't going to get a share up. Right? But if this meeting was like open, you'd come in, you'd look at me, come on, the head's going, come on, you got my stuff. See, I know. I know little things. Learned. I know the ones sitting like this, women, holding on. Let go of them. Holding on. It's not, you know, because I've been there. I've been in. I've been with a dagger in my chest. Pain, you know. Never mind Bradshaw. Have some of my stuff, you know. But this is a disease that is cunning, baffling, and powerful. And you'll go back and have some more. It's madness. But you know, it's worth everything. You know, because what we just laughed really, didn't we? And it was genuine laugh, and it was from the heart, and it was something you know, when you're clucking, when you're sick. You know, there's no laughter. There's, you know, and I got to remember that as well. You know, the pain. You know, see, got more time. Never done this long. First sponsor said to me, he said they can't listen for longer than 10 minutes. Forget it. I said, that's it. You know. But it's, you know, okay. It's got to be about the newcomer, isn't it? That's what I've been told by my sponsor. Carry the message, you know. And not everyone in here is going to like me, unfortunately. Doesn't matter how good your share is. But if you keep coming back, get involved, give it a chance. You know, I believe anyone can sponsor anyone. You know, I've had all kinds of different sponsors. I had a sponsor for 13 years, 13, maybe more. And I let go of them. And that was so painful. I had to do it on the phone. I couldn't even tell him to his face, and I had someone else. And that's like 17 years clean, you know, so it's not about, you know, but I had to change. I had to do things different. You know, they say what you have this year won't keep you clean next year. You know, as painful as it was, I had to make a change because he was always there for me. Anytime we wanted to do the steps, any time we wanted to phone him up, pop up, you know. But I just needed a kick up the bum. I just needed something new, something uncomfortable, which I got now. You know, really, you know, someone who is really tough. And I go and see him every week. And, you know, like for the newcomer, and you know, you get beyond your wildest dreams. I mean, I can tell you stuff that has happened to me that is unreal, unbelievable, but it's like bragging. You know, it's like, you know, okay, I'll tell you a little story. I did 90 meetings in 90 days for 5 years. True story, right? And I did it with a friend of mine who just emailed me tonight, and he's in Paris now, and he's clean. He's still clean. He's got over seven. I 12-stepped him, and he's got over 17 years clean. So and he's just had a little girl, and we did meetings together. Someone give me a car in recovery, a Ford Escort. I learned to drive in recovery. I learned to swim in recovery. I learned to have sex in recovery, especially with the lights on. And all kinds of stuff. And so we used to just grab anyone in Notting Hill Gate and take them to meetings. You know, we were just like this red Ford Escort. We don't want to go. You get in the back. You know, it was just like, and I didn't do anything for 5 years but go to meetings. Nothing. Right? Everyone would be going skydiving. I'd be going, why aren't they going to meetings? You know, this is my head. Why aren't they doing this? Why aren't they doing, they got to be doing service. You know, they would start a new meeting. Oh, I don't like the format, that I ain't going. You know, I was like, insane. And a friend of mine who came into recovery, he said to me, do you want to come on holiday? It's 5 years. I mean, God in his wisdom said, look, Charlie, you need a break. And I said, no. I said, where are we going? I can't say this because it's taped.
Yeah, you can.
Okay. So he said, fly over to Paris, stay at the Ritz, and we'll take Cartier's private jet down to Saint-Tropez. Now, you know what I said? Can't go. He said, why? I said, I got the fear. I don't like flying. The Ritz is too high, like ground floor. And I sabotaged. So in his wisdom, God said to this person, to his driver, he said, drive, I'm down. So I got chauffeur driven, in a Bentley Turbo, to Saint-Tropez. Right? I still had the fucking fear. I was like this. I didn't enjoy the holiday one bit. I was thinking how to get back. I'm 5 years clean. The chauffeur and I became best friends. That was come out of it. We used to go to the football every week, and you know, for that was 15, 16 years ago. But that's just one of the little, you know, without me having to do anything, that happened. You know, I did everything in my power to not go. And it still happened, you know? And I had this terrible fear of flying, and, you know, I don't know if people remember. And, you know, someone in the program said to me, it will pass, and you will be able to go on a plane. You will be able to do anything you want. And this is amazing as well. There was a woman in NA who used to come round to my house every Tuesday and shout up, Charlie, we're going to the meeting. And I'd go, oh, no, no, right. And she would drag me up Lansdowne Crescent. We used to have a meeting at the top there, Lansdowne Crescent, you know. And she was not the prettiest woman in the world, right? Not long ago, she had her own fucking television series. How did that happen? And I can get into the fear, I'm never good enough. I'll never be able to do this. I'll never be able to do that. You know, at the moment, I'm going through this midlife crisis. The wife wants two kids, right? Not one, two. French for you, isn't it? You know. I'm in a job that is killing me. 12 people have told me. And I'm waiting for another one to tell, you know. And I work with using addicts. It's Dracula. They just take. I can't do it. I'm off sick. Because I think they're going to get clean. I want everyone to get clean. And I don't want anyone ever to use again. I know what it's like out there now. You know, I mean, when I was using, it was peace and love. It was the hippies. No, it's a different ballgame. It is, you know, I mean, I walk down my street and it's like, have you seen the motorbike fire, you know, the man on the back of the motorbike shooting? I mean, this is the Wild West. We're like New York was in the 80s. You know, no one, I don't know if people realize what's going on. It's out of hand. You know, I got clean, there was no crack. Imagine. Freebase. You know, I mean, so that's going on. I'm coming up to 60, you know, I'm 57, 58 this year. You know, apart from me and Dudley, is there anyone that age in NA? You know, it's kind of weird. You know, I'm getting fucking old. And so, I mean, I'm putting it down to the feelings, down to menopause, midlife crisis, anything I can put, you know. Because when I got clean, I don't know if you can identify, When my eyes opened in the morning, I got down on my hands and knees, which I still do today, prayed. But I'd be reading, praying, writing, radios on, TVs on, phones on, and that's enough for years. Because there's only kind of two feelings, isn't there? Bad and good. So you get all this ones that they've decided, God in his wisdom's decided to throw at me, you know, or abandonment maybe one, or rejection. But I would never ask anyone out. I never get rejected. I just used to reject myself all the time. You know? So then, that's how it was. It was just too painful. I mean, it's like, today, you know, I've gone through a bit of sadness, you know, that I can identify, which is weird, you know. Happy, you know, all different, you know, all different types of feelings, and they haven't killed me. You know, they say feelings are not fact, you know, all this kind of stuff. I mean, I'm trying everything. I got a team on me right now. I got a team. I've got what you haven't, you know, and the answer is in the steps and the traditions. But I think hypnotherapy might work. Body alignment might work. What else have I been doing? I've had x-rays, blood tests, everything. I'm A1. The guy said it's anxiety. Like my dad. My dad was the same. My grandfather was before that. He died, my mum told me, he died worrying about nothing. You know? But you said you'd kick me when there's 5 minutes left.
Oh, I see yourself kicked.
Is it? We'll just finish it? How long?
5 minutes.
5 minutes, okay. You know, this has been really easy as well. I just try to be myself. But first time, I went and had a prayer up in there and said, just be honest. I got to be honest with you. I thought about what I say a million times, you know. And just as I thought of Brian, I thought of, you know, weird stuff, Brian. You know, I thought of Nikki who died. I thought of my first sponsor who died. I bet, you know, I went to a funeral 2 weeks ago of a sponsee who died. I've been to funerals. I don't want to be morbid and stuff like that, but I've been to funerals every year in recovery of people who've died of this illness, you know, and it's a gift. And whatever you do, don't give the gift away. Because Jackie has said in her chair how difficult it is to keep that gift back. I think at the beginning it's a gift, and you give it back, and then you have to really work to keep it. You know? And it's not easy. It's not easy to come back. No one in this room judges you. You know, my sponsor says the only person who can get you is yourself. The only person who fucks you, who puts you on the floor, who makes you use is yourself. And like I say, I want everyone to be clean. You know, even people I hate in NA, I never want them to use. You know, people like that, you know. And the other thing is that through all this stuff, I've had to read the steps, and I've had to read the book, and I've had to really graft. And you know, what came up last year was that we are all equal. No different, you know, better than me. I'm no better than you. You know, because it was always like, oh, I'll have it with him, I won't have it with him. I'll have it with them, I won't have it, you know. We are all equal, you know. And we all have our own program. I mean, I'm sure how I stay clean, people would use on, you know. And we're all unique in that sense, that we all do our best to stay clean and carry the message, you know, which is, you know, that no addict alone need ever use again, which, you know, gives me a shiver. Really, you know, like, it's very special. You know, I'm feeling like this because I don't know if I was taking everything for granted. You know, it's easy when you're grooving and you're like doing all right, and you know, but you never know with this disease when it comes for you. And you've got to be aware that it's there every day. 300, we don't get a day off. No bank holidays in my head, you know? Every day it wants. And the only thing it wants you to do is go to the corner and slit your throat. That's all it wants, you know? And it's powerful, powerful. You know, you get the, and people will tell you, you know, there's people in this room with lots of time. This is like a powerful meeting. There's a power, you know, people. I forgot what I was going to say, but it is powerful. you know, that. Don't know where to go now. I wanted to end. He told me a great joke, but I can't end on that. You know, it's just a pleasure to be asked. You know what I said today when I got up, and I'm feeling terrible, that if I can come here and do this, and you know what, I have no fear now. The fear has been lifted. I feel okay. I feel the best I've felt for months. And he asked me, would I do it the week before? I went, no, can't, you know, like refusing service. That makes me feel better. Part of the illness, isn't it? I don't know what's good for me. I think I do. £135 million tonight. Euro Lotto. Would I never have another worry? That is the head. That is what I have to live with on a daily basis. You know, the cracker factory, I think it's called. You know, that wakes up the committee. You know? Me, how much money have I got in the bank? How much am I got? How much? And you know what? I have been looked after. I had a little business, right? And in recovery. And at the end of the week, I'd have to pay the rent, the wages, and enough for me, right? Saturday. So Monday, oh, the fear. Saturday, by the time Saturday comes, everything's fine. Monday, the fear. It never ends. I mean, I hope you're not as nuts as I am. I mean, it's just a midlife crisis. But listen, thank you very much for being here, and for Mick for coming and sitting in the car. And you know, I was terrified. I swear to you, I was terrified. I couldn't walk here. I had an earache. I had a headache. You know, it was like, you know, and oh, thank goodness this meeting's on. You know. And if you are struggling, you know, I've been there, and you know, hang in, come back tomorrow, do two meetings, three meetings, it will lift. I guarantee you it will lift. I don't know when, but it will lift. The fear will go, and you know, and you will have a life beyond your wildest dreams. Thank you very much. Thanks.